Live from the oil-soaked country of the USA, it's the Heart and Usagi Podcast, Episode 6. I'm your host, Usagi, and with me I have Heart.
Heart, yeah, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
What is up?
Not a whole lot, really. So we're going to be the best of someone's week.
Right here, right now. Yep.
That's right, yep. I suppose.
We'll try.
So, lots of disappointments this week in gaming, huh?
I guess you could say that.
Yeah, I would say so. What was it? Mega Man Legends 3 canceled.
Heard that.
Isn't that great?
I really don't care. It's not a care like, fuck that game. I'm not like that. But I don't really have an opinion one way or the other. If it's canceled, if it isn't, don't give a shit.
One of my, just a little side here about this, is that my little favorite thing is that when everyone would report this, they would also say, well, you know, the prototype demo thing from the eShop, it was supposed to be on there.
Yeah.
They acted like they were surprised that was also canceled.
It was one and the same, I thought.
Well, you know, it was a demo of some kind, yeah, but still. I just don't know why that they were surprised by that.
I also love how people got... I got kind of a chuckle out of people previously, you know, getting the system just for that. And then this being canceled now, and I'm just like... I don't know. I just got some perverse laughter.
Well, for me, it was a game I was probably the most interested in of any of the games that were actually ever talked about being on it, on the 3DS. And now I have back to no reasons again. So, because everything else they have is like ports of old games or ports of somewhat current games like Street Fighter 4 or Ocarina of Time or an old Rayman. It's like, what is this? Like, I don't understand. Where's the new shit?
Fuck Maybe that.
New shit. Fuck oh, that. Yeah, we, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We need,
also,
we need some 90s gaming again.
Well, I like 90s gaming, but I don't need to buy a new system for it. You know, I have that stuff. And there's another game that they were that isn't released yet, but Atlas is going to be releasing on the 3DS. It's already out on the DS, is that Devil Survivor. It's like... And it looks practically the same, so it's like, it's another re-release I don't need, because I have the system it's originally on.
What's the whole name?
Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor.
Okay.
I think they actually had the word overclocked at the end of it, I believe. Which is funny, because they're getting just a simple port of the first game, but then the sequel, Devil Survivor 2, that's still coming, is actually coming to the original DS.
That's interesting.
So, this is no reason to get a 3DS. I don't understand anyone who got it. I don't know. Just, I don't have a reason. Like, Mega Man Legends 3 was the game that made me interested at all to get one of anything that was announced, and it's not there. It's not there anymore, so. I have not, admittedly, not played the second Legends game yet, even though I've owned it for a while. I've played the first one, so.
That just doesn't about matter.
It's something about them. I like that series. It just has a much different vibe than the rest of the series and that it's based on, you know. And I still want to get the spinoff of that spinoff, which is the Misadventures of Tron Bonne, which is by far the priciest one of them all. I think it's like $80 or something. Secondary market. But yeah. The stupidest thing definitely is their excuses from Capcom about this. They said it didn't meet some bullshit criteria that, of course, then they proceeded not to tell you what that criteria was. They just said it didn't meet some criteria, whatever that means. And then earlier today of this recording, what was it? Some representative of that used to... the Twitter account for Capcom Europe said something stupid. It was another really bad excuse for it.
Oh, yeah, what was it?
God, I'm going to have to look it up here. I don't remember, to be honest. But God, what was it?
Just go to twitter.com/ whatever the hell it was.
I think it was Capcom Europe.
Well, that's what I heard it was.
Yeah, that's showing up. Nope. Oh, well, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's a bad excuse. I'm sure people have seen it already. It got lots of retweets. I remember seeing that, so. But it's a bad excuse, and I actually put that. I was like, this is a terrible excuse. So, anyway.
Moving on.
Yeah, it's nothing more to say about that, except I'm very disappointed.
You're shocking me on that one, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Moving on, there's detailed content, or bonus content detailed for the Eco Shadow of the Colossus HD disc. Mm-hmm. And it turns out, it looks like all it really is you get two dynamic PS3 themes, one for each title.
What? That's supposed to be extras, huh?
Yep.
That's pretty dumb. That's pretty fucking dumb.
And since it's available in the PSN store, most likely, it'll probably just be a voucher.
Yeah, it'll probably be available to anyone anyway. You probably don't need to buy the game even to get them. That is if you want to pay for them. So, yeah, pretty stupid.
Now that I think about it, it could be on the disc, because I remember there was one a theme of some sort for the PS3 on the King of Fighters 12 disc.
And oh, yeah.
That one's actually on the disc, so I guess it could be on there. Knowing Sony, though, it won't be.
Yeah, it probably won't be. But were they touting this as some big extra or something?
Well, I'm just reading from Joystick, so I don't really know what they're saying.
All right.
I mean, the source is from PlayStation's blog, so they probably are.
that's not really much of an extra. It's just like, whatever. Here's this throwaway thing to make you feel special that won't make you feel special. I don't know. I mean, I don't need a reason to get it other than Eco was phenomenal, and I still have yet to play Shadow, but I don't know. I spent a few minutes with it on the PS2 earlier this year with the intention of actually starting to play it, but I kind of got pissed off at the controls. When you're trying to battle the Colossi, I don't know. It just seems like it went from such a simple, elegant game that did everything and nothing more that they wanted to do with Eco, but then Shadow of the Colossus, it's like, let's complex it up and make it not work very well, and I don't know. Just, I'm not oh, really. Man,
don't be hating now.
I really would like to like it, but I don't know. We'll see. I'm not gonna lie about it. I'm not gonna be like I hate it and then say I love it because everyone else does. It's like that ain't gonna happen. I don't do that shit. But right. I just can't see it being me, after actually I do play it, I can't see myself thinking that I like it more than Eco like a lot of people do.
That's fantastic.
But
anyways, also here it says, also included will be, quote, a ton of exclusive video content from Eco, Shadow Colossus, and The Last Guardian, unquote. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that doesn't really mean anything to me. I mean, does it mean, like, you know, something interesting, like maybe a developer commentary or something? I mean, some
feature. It doesn't give specifics.
Yeah. If it's just random fucking shit, I don't really care, but whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't really comment. I don't even know what it is. It's not really necessary, though. So.
They'll sell anyway.
Yes, it will. Nice and quite a bit, I'm sure. All right, well, next up, I guess I'll comment on this thing. I don't know how to title it, but I titled it on my paper here, the We Don't Need Better Graphics mantra that people originally said in 2006, 2007, when the PS3 and the 360 was coming out, and the 360 was already out, obviously. And on podcasts at the time, I still remember this. They were like whining about how it was good enough and we're not getting, getting diminishing returns on it and all this crap.
Well, that is true. We are.
I mean, it is, in a sense, it is, but I don't think it's quite as little as they claim it is. And to top it all off, there's more to it, to the increased power of these systems. They give us more than just better graphics. I mean, it enables the power enables like other things to be done in game design that couldn't have been done before. And I'm not going to sit here and try to act like I know what that is, but it's just I heard it then, and then I heard it a few weeks ago or whatever from at least a few two different podcasts. Again, the same type of thing, referencing, the PS4 and the next Xbox or whatever it is, and acting like it's just not necessarily the best we have. It's good enough. And my thought about that is, once you see the new stuff, or once it matures enough, when that generation takes hold, you'll just shut the fuck up and you'll be like, I can't go back. Because that's what people would say about now versus last gen. At this
Right.
point. I mean, most likely. So, I mean, that's what people were saying about L.A. Noire, even with that animation stuff that they used in that.
Yeah, I heard that too.
They're like, I can't go back. And some reviews, video reviews, are saying things like that. And I'm like, well, that couldn't have been done before, most likely, so.
You'll go
Yeah.
back, don't worry. You
Yeah,
won't. You're not gonna. They're not gonna discount a game just because, they may act like they are now, but they won't when it comes to other games that have other good merits about them. They may not be all this amazing facial crap, which honestly I think is kind of pointless. But whatever, the game that it's in, that's cool. Whatever, it does its thing. Specifically for that, it's probably pretty cool.
just
But
makes them.
it doesn't. They don't need to. They're not going to discount all the games. If they did, they would probably feel like idiots.
Well, just makes me feel like, what are we gonna have this crop up every like 5 years? Just gonna say this over and over again until the mouth turns. I don't know. My ears are bleeding every time I hear it because it's so dumb. It's like who gives a shit? Like you'll like it, and that'll be that. I don't know. And they never say like things like what they want. And what do you want? Like, are you suggesting we just keep the same hardware for the next 20 years? I don't know what they're saying. Makes no sense. It's like bitch about something more substantial, I guess. And on a somewhat related note, it's this bullshit about that I don't get at all. And that's the thing with it's just this another thing that cropped up years ago, and it's now cropping up once again, relation to the PS Vita. Because, in the original time was the PSP, and that is people whining about how I don't want console experiences on my handheld. I don't know what that means. Seriously, it's like all I can think of is that they just like the ease of pick up and play on a handheld, and you can alleviate that on the supposed console experiences by giving them pretty much very frequent save points or save anywhere type of things. I mean, it's
Yeah.
like it's not like it's otherwise other than like frequently being able to save any time. I don't know what they're referring to because games are games to me, and it's like who cares
I'm
what
glad you
system
brought
it's
that
on.
up. I'm glad you when you said the when you first brought up the Vita, that made me think about the problem that everyone just brought up about the PSP, but then when the 3DS came out, they just like, whatever. They ignored it. And that is, what's the biggest problem? What's the big one improvement everybody wished that the PSP had?
That they couldn't stop bitching about.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the second analog stick.
Right. Does the 3DS have two analog sticks?
No, it doesn't.
Why aren't I hearing anything about that? Why isn't
Because
anyone crying about it?
it's not Sony, I don't know. Maybe that's it. I don't honestly know. I don't get it
It
either.
probably is because it's Nintendo. They're like, dude, we're just going to let them get away with everything.
Yeah, sometimes it feels that way. So Sony never does anything right, Nintendo never does anything wrong, and that seems to be a largely prevailing type of attitude in the gaming community at
Yeah,
large.
gaming community, you suck on this end. This topic, you fail. You
Fail.
fail boat. Boat of fail fries. Side of fail ketchup. Oh my God. I mean, when I saw that, I was like, Hey, when am I here? I was thinking when I first saw the system, I was like, well, it'll be a matter of time before I heard anything, hear something about this, and never heard anything. I'm like, what the hell, people? Did the 3D effect, the 3D stereoscopy, did that, oh, it's so amazing. Did that distract you? Because it probably did.
That's
Wake
possible.
up, wake up. You probably got screwed from that migraine it gave you, and you're not thinking straight. Well, get some aspirin and come and listen to this and realize how stupid you are. Because
Yeah.
here's another thing that doesn't make any sense. The Vita gave them what they wanted, a second analog stick. And now they're like, I don't know. They're trying to
I
find
don't
other
want
bull.
console games on
Right.
my
Now they got other
portable.
bullshit to
Whatever
say.
that means.
Other stupid things to excuse it now. It's like they totally just skip over the fact that it has what they wanted the whole time.
I
Because that was
certainly
really
don't.
all they bitched about. It's all they bitched about.
Yeah, every revision of the new model of the PSP, they're like, is this gonna have the second analog stick? Of course it's not going to, you dumb fucking fools. You know why? Because then the games that have to the old games that didn't use it and therefore weren't programmed for it won't be able to use it still. So what sense would that make?
That's right.
So this time they did it and they're smart about it and that was a good idea. And I'm glad they did it, you know. But
I
there,
was like,
but
this is so. I like the 3DS. It's so cool. It doesn't have
what's
a second
cool
analog
about it?
stick. Go fuck yourselves.
My biggest problem with
Hypocrites.
3DS is that it doesn't really, other than some, doesn't really add a whole lot to the from the original 3DS, other than the top screen's kind of a wide screen. Well, it is a wide screen now, and there's more power to it, but it's pretty modest. And then you have nothing else. I mean, adding a
Battery life.
the well, that's the problem. The rest of it's just a bunch of detriments, like a completely useless 3D effect, which you don't need whatsoever, and that just serves to make the thing cost as much as it probably does. It's probably the reason why it costs as much as it does. And then you have introducing the one analog stick type of deal, which makes you win wish that you had two. That's not good. And then you have that the thing that one of the things that's the most annoying to me is the really shitty battery life in it. Like it's just so awful. I
I feel
mean,
like I'm gonna get people that are gonna excuse the one analog stick. Like, no, you are a hypocrite. If you bitched about the PSP not having it, the second one, then you don't say nothing now. You fucking suck. You're a hypocrite. And don't
yes.
take it personal, but it's true. Don't be all like, meh, somebody that I don't really know kind of told me I'm a hypocrite. Well, you are, so. I'm just
Yeah.
saying.
Well, I agree, of course. I mean, and as far as the battery issue is concerned, we don't know what the battery life's gonna be on the Vita, and its odds are it'll be less than stellar, and I won't like that either, because the PSP isn't stellar either. Outside, especially with the slimmer systems that have the slimmer batteries, that therefore don't have as much to them, that sucks. But the 3DS is amazing because it actually beat out that on the crappy end. It's even worse than the
Yeah, it
PSP
is.
slim battery. Now, and that's why I have a PSP large battery that they sold for a small amount of time, because it actually gives me like 8 to 10 hours. Give or take whatever you're doing with it, and that's pretty acceptable. But this other shit isn't. So unfortunately, the Vita is not going to have removable batteries. So,
Oh, really?
well, yeah. So we'll be stuck with whatever the hell they put in it, which will most likely be insufficient.
I hope not, but yeah, I expect it to be.
So it seems like the standards for what you can expect a portable device of any kind to be as far as battery life is concerned seems to be just less and less every year with everything. It doesn't make
Yeah.
any sense. You'd think it'd be
No.
better, but no, it gets worse apparently. So anyway, enough about that crap.
All right, real quick. Bastion, do you have any want to play that game?
Maybe. It looks pretty interesting. I don't know. It's just more of my type of, it's not really quite my thing, but maybe it is. I don't know. I honestly, it looks interesting, and if it came to PSN, maybe I would get it. So, I can't really say. I definitely don't know if I like the heavily touted narration, while you're playing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know really what to think about it. Maybe if I played it, it would rub me the right way, and I'd be like, sure, this is pretty cool. But every time I've heard it or seen it, heard it, while watching a video or something of gameplay, I don't know. I just don't see what it really adds to it, to be honest.
The closest that I can think of that it plays next to is that Lovecraft and the Guardian of Light, because it's kind of got the same angle of how you do things, and I think they said it does. You do walk with one stick and aim with the other, which is exactly what that game did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I'm not sure exactly. I mean, it's sure people that have it on the Xbox 360 right now, because it's out on there, could tell us better. But I think I mean, obviously, my interest, I'm sure with a lot of people we know, online and off, are all like, yeah. My only reason to like wanting to see his game is because of Greg Kasavin. And it's kind of frivolous, I agree, but whatever. Whatever gets you to look at it, I guess. I'm sure that's why he, shows up on GameSpot at all because of that. It's like, hey, buddy, I got a game.
Well,
Want to see
I have to admit,
it?
I liked him as a critic, back when he was doing it.
Yeah, I did too.
I mean, I thought he was one of my favorites, as far as that was concerned. Though I definitely don't agree with his constantly reviewing Dead or Alive games and give them like 9 out of 10s and shit.
Yeah,
But whatever, whatever. Those games aren't so good. But this isn't going to be my Dead or Alive rant, so don't worry about that. So anyway, next I guess I'll bring up just announced Ultimate Mortal. Why did I say that?
because
They
that's
had they had,
the only fighting game that has that in front
yeah, they had to do that, didn't they?
of
Stupid idiots. Anyway, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I mean, they both even have threes in it.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Jesus.
And
Yeah. Anyway.
the first word after ultimate has an M.
Yeah, I know. It's like
It does not help.
I have the acronym right here in front of me, and it's just like I just still said it wrong because stupid acronym. It's about the same.
UMVC.
Yeah. So.
New characters.
Yes, there are what 12 new characters, I believe.
Yep.
Try to.
And you don't have to think I got a list,
Oh,
but
excellent. Thank
I'll
you.
say that a little bit. But here, there was just I was getting some people have been like, I said a couple weeks ago, I was like, yeah, we're gonna, it was around the time that the arcade edition for Street Fighter 4 came out
Oh, okay.
as a DLC, and I was like, yeah, I bet we're gonna see Super Marvel vs. Capcom 3 soon, and someone's like, what you talking about, fool? And I'm just like, now I can say, I told you so. So whoever that was that said that on Twitter or wherever the hell it was, I don't remember, because I don't remember who it was either. Told you so. Yeah, you mystery person I forgot name of, you.
In your face.
Like shaving cream on Rupert Murdoch. In your face.
Yeah,
Boom. Relevant. Anyways.
I can
Don't know what I'm
understand
talking about.
though.
Don't, if then, no one knows what I'm talking about, just look up Rupert Murdoch pied face or something. See what I said.
I can understand, why someone would think that though, that it doesn't this wouldn't happen, because of most of any of the series that have not gotten like just upgrade re-releases, it would be all the Marvel versus games. They never did until now.
I would agree with that, but seeing how we're probably going to get upgrades to other fighting games that haven't even come out yet, and how Capcom's been fighter game crazy ever since Street Fighter 4's success. So, I see it happening with Street Fighter Cross Tekken. I just see that shit, man. So,
I wouldn't surprise me at this point.
I want that game. That game looks awesome, but I don't. But with their idea of $40. Cheaper, better versions for $40 instead of the initial
It
$60.
makes you not want to take the plunge the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't with this, because now I want this one.
Well, excellent. Anyway, so
New characters.
characters.
New characters. Capcom side. Hey, everybody loved him in the last one. Strider's back.
Strider, hear you. That's pretty cool. I like that inclusion. Someone went out to get a new license again.
That's right. From the Demon's Crest game or the Gargoyles games before that, Firebrand. Yeah,
Yes,
that was
Firebrand
cool.
from Gargoyle's Quest, Demon's Crest, whatever the hell you want to call him. That's pretty cool.
It looks like it's this character is taking after that Demon's Crest Super Nintendo game, because like form changes for like Dante and other characters. He can turn to a stone form, which is one of the things I remember from that game. I don't know much about it, but it probably has properties similar to the game from that game. So yeah, taking it straight from the 16-bit, baby. Yeah.
Actually, I would like to see more of those games that he's from, because they're pretty cool.
Yep.
I also the Don't be surprised if people see a Japanese version of this game and they name him Red Armor, because that's what his name is in Japan. So they'll probably be calling him that over there.
Most likely. Other one, everyone. I think some people were calling for hit this guy ever since we got it in Tatsuno versus Capcom. So Frank West,
There you go.
excited. Camera snap.
I'm not that excited about his inclusion, but
I don't
whatever.
care. I don't care. But what?
We'll see. I'm fine with whatever, because as long as they're interesting to use and fun to use, I don't give a shit what they are.
Objection.
Oh,
Phoenix
God.
Wright's in. Yep.
That's going to be another strange one, especially him.
He's gonna attack you with that word, baby. I bet you.
He probably will. I don't know what else he would do. He'd probably be a super. He'll fucking be maybe his level three. He'll stick out his finger and shout objection. You'll get pwned by the objection. That shit would be funny if
That
that
would be awesome. I can't wait to see something like that.
happened.
It'd be on the line. It'll be because I was speaking with someone else about that, and I was like, it'll probably be like a joke character. At least that's how, like Deadpool or something,
At
where he
least one, at least.
takes those life bars and beats you with them.
Yeah, well, not so much a joke, but more for played for humor, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind that as long as they're not like. The humor is that they're like Dan and they're weak and pathetic. I don't really like that. I like when they're just humorous as what they are. Like Deadpool, as you said, is a lot like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Can kick your ass and it can be funny is what you want.
Yeah, that's what I want. I like that.
I'm trying to think. I take it this is from Resident Evil, the character Nemesis.
Yeah, Resident Evil 3.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, he's in it. That's pretty cool. Maybe you can say stars. That would be awesome. He like come in with a quote if you have him on the first character. Like stars.
I would prefer to have Tyrant just because that's the one I have more feelings for
Yeah, but
with
he
the
doesn't
game.
have a cool quote like
Well,
that.
perhaps not.
I
Yeah, you
think
don't.
Nemesis. I like that. I like that choice, honestly. I do.
I could take it or leave it, but
I'm not a fan of the games that he came from, but as much. But yeah, I like that choice. And the other last other Capcom character is. You want more Dante? How about Virgil?
yeah, Virgil from DMC3.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're thinking of Nero. That's DMC4.
Yeah, that is, you're right.
Yeah, that
I'm
Virgil is
dumb.
His brother from DMC3.
Then what's Nero?
I don't know exactly. I don't think he's actually like related by like blood or anything.
Then why
He's
does he look
just
so similar?
because they just did that. I don't really know. I haven't played the game yet, so I can't tell you.
You don't need to play the game, tell me, son.
Well,
Anyway.
I know I could have done research, but I didn't
So,
do
you
that.
liking that guy? You liking that inclusion?
Sure, more of those crazy guys. I mean, it makes me wonder, like, because I played DMC3, and you actually play as him. As at least in part of it,
Yeah.
yeah, it's like is he gonna be another Dante character where he has like 22 special moves?
Can't
Because
wait for that.
it's weird. Just as a little tangent here is that is it's just amazing to me how Dante has so many moves, but he's not broken in
Yeah.
the current edition of the game. It's like he has way more. Everybody else has pretty standard issue, number of fighting game moves that you'd expect, but he has like probably like 5 times as many as everybody else. And he's not broken though. It's really crazy. I don't know how they balance that.
Yeah, I can't figure that. Okay, Marvel side, number six. We got Ghost Rider, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a cool inclusion. I don't, he seems to fit perfectly fine, and I already seen that he has a super where he rides his bike and basically rides you over like you're some kind of roadkill. That's pretty
I saw the
cool.
level three.
Oh, what was that?
He it reminds me of like that classic Sub-Zero Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 fatality where he just punched you and went black and you really didn't see anything. You don't really see anything. It just shows him. He just shows his face full screen, as right after he grabs them, and he says, "Look into my eyes," and then they take damage and something happened. I don't know, but I like that. That's funny.
So it's kind of like a raging demon type of thing.
Oh yeah, where you don't see it. Yeah,
Yeah, yeah.
that's good. That's good point.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems like a cool character. He's
Yeah.
got his long range chain, so that'll be good.
Yeah, he definitely has long range. Yes, that thing is full screen, I think, or
Right.
close to it. Let's see, who's that one guy that says "Aim of Hawkeye"? Who's that?
That's Taskmaster.
Yeah, well, now he's gonna have Hawkeye to deal with.
Oh, for real now.
Yep.
So not just Captain America now that he mimics, but Hawkeye.
Yep. Well, he mimics Spider-Man too, so.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Just like Cap, aim of Hawkeye.
And Spidey Swing. Anyway,
Yeah.
so yeah, I this will be a cool inclusion. He has a little cocky attitude. I already noticed.
Yeah, I did see that.
I 'cause I don't
Is
follow
that really
the
his character?
I mean, it might be. I don't really we don't follow the comics, so I don't know, but sure. I sounds fine. I like there's this one where he's like, I don't know if it was a end quote or if it was a beginning of the match quote where
Yeah.
he speaks, but I remember something he said something like he mentioned some team names and he's like I just make every team better or something like that that I'm on.
Oh,
'Cause he's been on a lot of teams over the years in the comic universes.
yeah.
So, and he's like, I must make every team better, or something like that. It was pretty funny. So,
Someone
yeah.
to bitch
So him and, but the main thing is that makes him interesting is that he's a kind of a parallel to Taskmaster because they both make heavy use of bow and arrows and archery. So, we'll see how that works out. How he'll be different.
Yeah, hopefully it will be. The other one is another one is Doctor Strange.
I don't know enough about the character, and I haven't. And he's one of the ones that leaked, so there's no photos of him yet. So I don't know what he does in comics that I can expect.
Well,
So,
the rest of them are leaked.
well, I'm saying that the ones that were leaked, quote unquote leaked, because they announced some of them, but they didn't officially announce all of them.
Yeah, I know that.
The ones that are announced have gameplay footage shown. But the ones that don't are not the one are the ones that were leaked that we know about ahead of time. So I don't know what to expect from Doctor Strange because I don't really know his character that much.
Well, then you won't know the rest. Who the hell is Iron Fist?
I have no idea, but I did see lots of comments and somewhere earlier today off a video that he was introduced in. That were acting like he was so awesome. It was great to have him there. I'm like, okay, I'll take your word for it. I don't really
And who's Nova? I don't know Nova.
I have no idea. Yeah.
And then I'm sure most people will be freaked out by this one. Who the hell is Rocket Raccoon? What the hell? I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me what they put in, because they usually do a good
Does he
job.
have a rocket launcher?
I don't think so. I don't think that's part of him.
So where's the rocket part come from?
Rocket pack, probably.
Well, good. Then
Jetpack,
he'll
whatever.
have some flight modes then, maybe.
Compete with that one big-headed dude.
Or with Magneto, or Storm, or Sentinel.
Does anyone really use those modes for them?
Yeah, they do because with like Magneto specifically, they use him to keep combos going because they do they call it the fly unfly combos. They will use it to be able to they will fly unfly in the middle of combos in order to be able to keep it going. I don't do those things, so I don't know, but that's what I've heard. And it's the same type of thing they did in the older games, like this last game, MVC2. So that's that.
That is all that.
Is that
What else you got?
next? I got the upcoming big fighting game tournament, Evolution. Evo for short, as I'm sure most people know it as. It's coming up at the very last 3 days of the current month, July 29th to the 31st. And we have, they actually are doing five official tournaments for one for Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition, one for Tekken 6, one for Mortal Kombat 9, which will be the most recent update, but they're not going to allow Scarlet or Kenshi in it because they're too new and they don't want people to be potentially figuring something that might be broken about them and then bring it into the tournament. So it's more of a precaution because they're so new. So they will be banning those guys for now. And then Marvel's Capcom 3 and also Blay Blue Continuum Shift 2 will be the last one. And that's all for that. I don't know. I assume there's going to be some, side run tournaments by attendees and stuff that I've seen a lot in the past. So, not that those will get streams, but there will be a stream. It's going to be streamed by iPlayWinner at iPlayWinner.com, and the actual stream is Team Spooky. They're going to be doing it, the main stream. There's actually going to be multiple streams this year. The iPlayWinner and Team Spooky one, whatever the hell that is, the one Team Spooky is doing, that's the main stage. That's all the major stuff, for the most part.
It's spooked us don't concern you.
Yeah,
Sorry.
except it does,
It
and then there's
doesn't,
the,
but when it does.
and then iPlayWinner themselves has a, usually has a separate stream, and this year they're doing. They're going to be doing a second stream that's going to be doing showing some of the lesser games. I don't know which ones they are. You have to look up at evo2k.com. They'll probably have tell you which ones are going to be where. And they're all going to be off of Justin.tv, I assume, because that's where they all stream right now. All these other lesser tournaments. So anybody has any interest in watching high-level tournament fighting game play, I highly recommend it. It's practically the World Series, the Super Bowl, so for this stuff, so
The
yeah, the WrestleMania, what
WrestleMania.
have you. So if you want to check it out, go check it out at the end of the month. I'm definitely going to be watching it a ton, so
A
that's what
ton, you heard it here
a ton,
first.
yeah, definitely a ton.
The rabbit has got it down on a ton.
Because I want to see all my favorite Japanese and the American fighters being playing there. You have Justin Wong, and you have Daigo, and you're gonna
Who's your
have.
favorite of each country that you like to watch? Just one.
It's hard to say. I like a lot.
I don't want to hear a lot. I want to hear
Well, for Japan, I do like to watch Daigo, since he's so beastly. Gotta watch that.
Beast!
But I have to say, I have to give a special shout out for Gamer B. I know he's gonna be there. He's actually from Taiwan. But he's had that sick ass Adon last year,
Dude did.
and he actually eliminated Justin Wong last year out of the Super Street Fighter 4 tournament with his add-on. So
Like, get out of here.
yeah, that was awesome. He didn't have to do it. He didn't just do it once. He did it. I don't know if he beat him twice, but he definitely did. Was the one that actually eliminated him in the loser bracket. That was really awesome. I know he'll be there, but I don't think he's gonna be playing add-on. Because Arcade Edition, so I don't know who he's playing anymore. I don't remember. But because the a lot of people are actually making kind of a change up with who they normally use, and but expect to see a lot of Yuen, because I know Daigo's gonna be playing him. I know that for a fact. expect exclusivity, on him. He's like, it's the best character. He's gonna be playing that shit. So, I wish I had the other people who are gonna be showing up that are pretty good, but I don't know them all. So, and I don't know where to find that info anymore. So, but then I saw a list of them a few weeks ago. So it's gonna be pretty on and pop locking for some major competition and of the highest level players around the world. So that's gonna be a lot of fun. So check it out if you have any interest. Go to evo2k.com. Should have all the info you need.
I'll hypnotize them. They will. You will go and watch Evo. I think that worked. I'm not too good at it though.
Even if it convinced one person, that's good enough.
Sweet.
Since we have a very short reach here with this fantastical podcast of ours. So next, I've been playing some Fear. F-E-A-R. Played the PS3 version recently. Finished that like last night. I have to say, it's pretty much all it's cracked up to be from what I've heard. It has a pretty damn sick atmosphere. I love that shit. That was really good stuff.
Sick.
Sick. But not sick in like it's gory or something. It's not really. Its atmosphere is definitely horror based, but I wouldn't call it scary. Because I sure as hell wasn't freaked out by any point. And even then, when you are like in something, then this game doesn't really do this that much. But something like Dead Space 2, it's about the cheap, stupid, startling scares that I don't find them to be scary. I just find them to like you can startle anybody with. It doesn't have to be scary with anything, as long as they weren't.
Yeah, my mom startles me a lot.
Exactly. See,
she doesn't. She's not no scary beast.
So I liked it for the fact that it was creepy, but it wasn't trying too hard to like make you jump for no good reason, and it was just had a great atmosphere, and the shooting was a lot of fun. Definitely better than the last game with slow-mo and a shooter that I played, which was, I believe,
Time Shift.
Time Shift. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I just pulled out of my ass. How'd I do?
You're right. Your ass pulling is pretty top notch. You're batting 100.
Yeah.
1,000 or whatever the hell they call it. So, it's actually a lot of fun. It's got a great atmosphere. I know I keep saying that, but everyone says that about the game, and that's pretty much true. The complaints I have, if anything, it would be that it is a little repetitive, and the environments don't really change. It's a bunch of fucking office buildings the whole time. I mean, it really doesn't change. And the enemies you fight are largely the same, human enemies that are like military guys. It's not really very, it's not a whole lot of variety there. Except with a few things, like some really hard to kill ones that take some missiles or grenades, and lots of ammo to fucking kill. And stupid ceiling turrets piss me off because they're just annoying more than threatening. Probably the biggest disappointment was the ending, the end game that you play out, because it's much much more than any other part of the game is where they just put you in these are the supposed horror sequences, and I actually died a few times at the end because it just there was a situation where I could get killed in one hit, no matter what, and so that was kind of stupid, and it wasn't really that fun to play. And the worst part was the fact that the whole time they're always acting like, get Paxton Fettel, he's our target, he's such our main priority, gotta get him, take him out,
get him,
and then guess what,
you don't get him,
you don't fight him.
Oh, come on.
It just kind of ends.
What is that nonsense?
I know. It's like, I understand he's in, like, because Fear 2 is a prequel, and then Fear 3 is a sequel to this game. And he's in that one because you can play as him. So I understand not killing him, but can you have some kind of showdown? I mean, come on, anything. So that was kind of stupid. But overall, though, I really enjoyed it. And other than, the fact that the PS3 version is not the best frame rate and the graphics are lesser than the other versions that exist, I still think it's a perfectly playable version and it's not an abomination of any kind. I had no problem playing it, so with the minor frame rate issues. So it's a good version, and the game was a lot of fun, so I recommend it to anybody who likes their shooters with a bit of creepy atmosphere.
Creepy atmosphere. Real quick, I just want to mention that that is so sad. The top games for June sales.
Yeah.
And Duke Nukem is number two.
Eh, whatever. Stupid people do stupid things.
They do.
I don't know what to say about that. It's just like whatever.
I didn't expect you to say anything, actually.
It's just another case of bad games get sell to stupid people and they ignore the good ones that they should be playing.
As long as they got a name they recognize.
Seems like it, but how are you gonna recognize unless you play it? Well, that's right. They just care if it's popular. They don't give a fuck if it's good or not. I forgot about that.
Yes, that would explain.
Be nice if people would, at large would actually form their own opinion on shit and form their own taste on shit instead of,
Whatever mass media tells you to buy.
well, it's not necessarily that, but it's also just whatever's popular. It's like, or whatever's hyped to you the most, in
Right.
commercials, which is a big reason why I think that, some games are so successful. It's just because they just ram it down your throat, whereas other games don't really have much of any kind of ad campaigns or promotional of anything, because they don't want to do their research. That'd be too hard. It's work or something, I guess. So.
Here's more stupid shit. Come on up. Netflix now play on 3DS. Why would I want it on that screen?
I don't understand that at all
The
because
fuck?
is it streaming?
Yes.
Well, that's great. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to watch a stream of a definitely less than stellar looking visuals because it's on a small screen that obviously is going to be low resolution. I mean, like, why would you even want to watch it on a fucking portable? A movie on a why? Why would you ever want to watch that?
Because anyone who says that's a good idea is also forgetting when they bitched about UMD movies.
Yeah.
I don't want to
I don't
watch them
want
on there either. So why do you want to
Yeah.
watch it on this? I hope you're not doing this. This is stupid. Because you got so many other ways you could do it. You know?
But why when you're watching a movie or any kind of thing like that,
Yeah.
why would you want to watch it on a small tiny ass screen?
You know what this
Especially,
reminds me of?
it's like just watch it on a big screen, like watch it on your TV at home.
Yeah, watch it on your 53-inch, you know you got.
Well, I don't have that, but I still have a better, bigger than a 3-inch screen, that's for sure. I'll take that.
This reminds me because when we were young, there was the full-size van we had, and we had a specifically had a thing built to hold a TV and a VCR. In our van, so that we could watch movies. And I never, ever put one in, because I didn't care. And if I didn't want to do it there, which would have been. Because, I mean, granted, the TV couldn't be that big anyway, but, whatever. That's easier because you're in a comfy chair and shit. But I just never cared about that, so I definitely don't care about this.
Well, it's especially bad in this specific instance because it's a streaming service. So, and it's not like you would be able to stream that over, you have to stream it over Wi-Fi. So you have to be at a land area anyway that has it.
Yeah.
So it's not like this is portable.
Right.
So you don't even have that excuse to take it on the road and have a subpar viewing experience. You don't even have that. So there's really zero purpose to this. It's just like, what's the point? Let's just put Netflix on everything. I mean, that's what it seems like. We don't even want to think about why we're doing it. We just do it because we can. Like, I'm not bitching about this, like a PS3, Wii, and 360 all have it. That's cool. That makes sense. That's fine. This doesn't make any sense.
Yep.
Yeah, nothing else to say there, huh?
Nope. Oh, you'll love this. See, I'm all like Saints Row the Third. It's just over the top crazy, and that makes it stand out, so that makes it look cool. And I'm totally sold on it right now from what I saw at E3 or whatever the last time I saw it. Get this. Voice talent, Hogan, Hulk Hogan is gonna have voice talent in this game.
Doing what?
I have no idea. Probably has him, probably has himself. They'll probably get a model of his face in the game, put it on a character, and he's gonna be like, "Oh, brother, 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 brother,
Well, if there's any game that he should
my
be in,
knee,
it should
brother, my
be.
knee."
If there's any game I guess he should be in, it should be this one. I mean, because Saints Row turned itself in number two to be like completely off the wall, goofy shit. So, and you know, as long as he plays up some kind of goofy shit, then that makes sense for him, you know, because you're not gonna take him seriously.
Here's
Come
what
on.
it, here's the paragraph on him. It says, "Professional wrestler Hulk Hogan will step into the role of Angel De La Muerte, a wrestler betrayed by his former tag team partner." Man, that's right out of fucking wrestling. who teams with the Saints to take over Steelport, while former porn star turned Hollywood. Okay, that's somebody else. Okay, but that's what it says about him. So that's.
What is it? What's he gonna do? Is the guy that he's getting that what is his tag team partner that's from the game? Is it gonna be Randy Savage? I mean, this sounds like when they were the Mega Powers.
It does, doesn't
Yeah.
That would be cool. I'd like to see Randy Savage in that.
Somehow, I don't know how he's gonna do it, but. Maybe
I'll make it there, dig it.
he'll return from the grave and we'll be able to see it.
Don't want to talk about that. Poor Randy Savage.
Poor Randy Savage.
Snap into a Slim Jim for Randy's old Randy Savage.
Yeah, I did that on the day he died.
That's funny. That's so awesome. You got anything else?
Yeah, something that you mentioned before we started, bullying.
Oh yeah, that shit. That bullying shit. The whole thing with the Stop the Bullying campaign that's currently going on by certain organizations. You know what? That's kind of like that's kind of, that makes me think of, the same type of thing of as, like video companies wanting to stop piracy. Yeah, great. It's not gonna work. It's just not gonna work. That's also the same as like saying, I want world peace. Well, good for you. Who doesn't? Well, this isn't the perfect world you claim it to be.
Yeah, the main problem here, they have a certain a point to a certain extent with what they're saying, but a lot of what I see when they never bring up any kind of thing about the victims actually standing up for themselves. They just always act like that, boy, stop bullying, because you know they're gonna listen to you, right? If you just naughty, naughty, don't do that. Like they're gonna listen. Like, come on.
Bullies, leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm only human. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, certainly some of it is their responsibility not to be douchebags, but sometimes people just are douchebags, and you know, you just need to take some responsibility for, you know, standing up for yourself.
Yeah, because you know
You
what? They may
grow a
act all
backbone.
tough, but in the end, it's probably a bunch of pussies.
That's right, because they don't expect you. Because if you're just going to sit there and take it and hope that they stop, well, they probably won't, because they get a thrill out of, you know, over of intimidating you. It's like if you don't take that shit, you pop them in the fucking mouth. You know, guess what? They're probably not going to fuck with you anymore.
Yep. That's our tip. Pop them in the
Stand up for yourself and pop them in the mouth.
mouth.
If that don't work, just shove them or something.
Hey, now, come on.
I condone that, sorry. If people don't get the hint, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, see, here's the thing. Everybody knows, well, everyone should know this, but they apparently don't, which is why they're not talking about it in any way, but other than saying, our campaign is to say, leave us alone. it just doesn't work, because it's like, here's the thing. To get people to understand why bullies bully in the first place, why they even are bullies. It's probably from they don't have the greatest home life. Their parents probably are abusive or neglect them or, you know, some way where they feel powerless. So they go to school and they act like a bully to other people that feel powerless to them. So they can feel power over somebody. So that kind of relieves it for them. Because they know they don't feel like they can stand up to their parents. So they're going to go and get that power-hungry feeling over somebody else. And that's probably what it does. And if you step up to them and say, step off or I'm going to punch your nuts, they probably would fucking go and hide before you even threw a punch. I mean, you have to mean it. You can't just be bluffing. So if that way, if they do, you know, come at you in any way, that you can still take them, but you know, I think most of them would back down before it even came to that. You'd probably get to the point of that, and they'd be like, "Oh man, I was just joking the whole time, man. I just wanted to be your friend. Friend this." So yeah, most of them that's just how it is. I'm not saying, you know, 100% guaranteed, but you know, that's probably how it is. Not most of the time. So get out there.
Punch yourself some bullies.
Yeah, punch yourself some bullies. I gotta go on a little tangent here. Not that I was doing any more with that topic, but we gotta talk about crappy movies that are just fun to watch. Crappy action films. You know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
I got a bunch in front of me. There's some crappy Van Damme called Nowhere to Run. That is from 1993. Come on, man. You know it's great.
Well, I wouldn't say that was one of those. I don't think it's campy or fun enough. It's a little too good of a movie to be that. I mean, shit, it's a Van Damme movie, but... And you can certainly get those types of qualities out of his movies, but this one, I don't know, it just seems like it's just decent enough that it's just not that fun to watch, to be honest. It's not the campy kind of style I would like out of him.
Well, we watched Detonator 2 with that Pierce Brosnan crazy look he's got here with his mustache.
He looks bad with that mustache.
So, what did you think about this one?
That one was definitely more along the lines of what you were referring to. And I still didn't like it that much. It still wasn't that entertaining because, I don't know, they acted like they were going to like make you care at first about, oh no, these paintings are getting stolen. I can't get behind, you know, I can't give a fuck about some dumb painting getting stolen. I don't care what it is. You can steal the Mona Lisa and put a fake in its place in a similar way that they were doing in the movie, and I just don't give a shit, you know. Of course, ultimately, it really wasn't about that. It was really about North Korean crap with them launching a satellite and having these in conjunction with these chips being put in, these microchips being put in telephones or something, so that you can just like. Have a signal go through a specific telephone and it just kills the user or something.
Yeah, like electrocute him or something.
Yeah, I don't know. What
that was fucking retarded.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid.
But I gotta admit, some of the interactions between Brosnan and the co-star, where the hell is it?
Was that female?
Yeah, Alexandra Paul.
Uh-huh.
Or at least that's the name of the character. I don't know which.
She was definitely pretty manly in that film, I have to say.
Yes, she was. And that slow-ass boat chase where she was on a bicycle, not a motorbike, a bicycle, pedaling, and she's trying to catch up to this boat, and she's actually getting faster. So you know the boat isn't going that fast on purpose.
Well, obviously. That shit was stupid. It's like,
don't give her equipment. Don't give her a gun. Don't give her walkie-talkie. She destroys and loses that shit.
Yeah, she did that too. But that boat and bike thing, that was just so bad.
What's
it was
funny
like,
is it when even
the slowest chase ever, but it's so exciting.
But here's the really sad.
Wow.
The first part, like she's pedaling when it gets near the end of the chase. You know, before she jumps on the boat, she's pedaling to this old bridge overpass so she can jump off of it to the boat. But it's like when he initially started up and he was going slower than what I guess the max speed was later, she could have done it then because she was looking at him on a similar overpass earlier before she even started getting on the bike to chase him. She could have done it then, and she didn't. I didn't. That didn't make any fucking sense. She just looked at him like, ooh, you're getting away.
Yeah, I also like the fact
I loved her and Brosnan in that hotel room acting like they were husband and wife. That was fucking hilarious.
Well, before that, when that stupid chase again, when she was about to, when she was getting off her bike, she actually like slowed it down to a stop before she decided to get off of it.
Now, didn't she fall off it?
And then she fell off it too. It's like, why couldn't you just fall off at high speed? It's not like you're going that fast anyway.
Yeah,
it's a bike we're talking about here. I mean, holy crap. So anyway, yeah, and then they were, what was it later? They were acting like undercover, like they were on a honeymoon, just wet or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of humorous, I guess, because he was acting like he wanted to fuck, and she's just like, wouldn't have any of the pretend fucking that he was doing.
So he pushed her off the bed and then throws a pillow in his face.
Yeah.
That was all hilarious.
Yeah, it's not a very good movie, I'll just say that. It's pretty bad. And of course then the stupid box cover act like that they want to make all these references directly to James Bond because he did Goldeneye the same year. And I just want to slap my face. It's like, come on. That's so stupid.
Well, here's the front. Here's one thing. It says on the front, like a byline or something, tagline. It says, "Action and espionage share a common bond." Now, bond is in lowercase b, but you know what they're trying to do. They're sneaky. They're sneaky little bastards. And then if you think I think that's already like bam in your face. But here, if that's not good enough, the last paragraph on the back. This is in your face because it actually calls it out. It says, "Detonator 2 Night Watch combines the sexy style of the best James Bond films with with all of the thrills of clear and present danger."
Oh, my God. Then they call out that other film, Clear and Present Danger.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
They're just
full of like references to movies that are better than them.
I know.
Kind of like Duke Nukem. And the references of things that are better than it.
Yep.
Oh.
And they do it, and it's not funny either, so.
Yeah.
But that Nowhere to Run with Van Damme, that was... I love that beginning part where he's like, ah, my leg! Because the bus tipped over.
Yeah.
The bus with the rest of the convicts are on there with him. And there's like telling the guard, you know, because he wanted to get him over there to punch him. My leg. And then Rafferty's like, my arm. So the guy's like, so is it your arm or your leg? And then he's like, your face. And he punches him twice.
So stupid. That's easily the cheesiest part of that entire movie.
Yeah, I have a, you know, like the that guy with the glasses site does that 5 second movie things.
Yeah.
So I did that. I recorded that in 5 seconds. It's like Nowhere to Run in 5 seconds, and then I cut to that. Where he's like, my leg, my arm. It's like, so what is it? Your arm? Which is it? Your arm or your leg? Your face. Smack, smack. Yeah, that was awesome.
God, that scene is just awful because Van Damme and his wonderful acting range can't even emote a fake broken leg. He just like,
my leg.
He just does it, and he doesn't even look like he's having the least bit problems with of any kind of pain or anything.
Right.
He just says it in like the most dull way possible. Like, Jesus Christ, like, come on, you couldn't even give us anything here. We know you're trying to fake it, but you don't have to look like you're trying to fake it. You're supposed to be, in character, like
Right.
fooling this guy. And then he's just like, my leg. Okay, that wasn't the least bit convincing. So do it a few more times, obviously. That's the order of the
Yeah.
day.
I did like the there was one fight scene later where he ends it with takes a 2x4, and of course he hadn't used it earlier, he just picked it up right then, and he just takes one swipe at the guy to the head, and the thing shatters like it was a pro wrestling gimmicked object or some shit. But it looked good, I'll admit, because when Jeff Jarrett smashes his dumbass gimmick guitar over someone's head, it looks good usually. But yeah, so he does that, and then of course he gives a stupid little one-liner. He's like, "That's three strikes, you're out."
In other words, a bad one-liner.
Yes.
Not even like a good cheesy Arnold one-liner, just a shitty Van Damme one-liner.
Well, it is Van Damme. What do you expect?
Well, yeah, I expect nothing, so I get it.
Yeah, the other ones I have is I have this The Specialist Stallone movie.
Haven't seen that yet.
I think I've seen it at one point. It's a 94 movie, but this is a 98 release. And then I got this Best of the Best 2. I guess it's
I'm pretty sure.
somewhere.
Pretty sure I've seen that one. Well, but either way, I know it's going to be completely awful, and I can't wait.
Yeah. And of course we got Stone-Faced Seagal with Above the Law.
Yep, he is. God, talk about someone who doesn't emote when they act.
An
You can't even call it acting.
It's a 1988 movie.
yeah, well, that's where most of his are from that people remember is the late 80s, early 90s. And he is just wow. It's like every scene, every emotion, straight face with him.
And
Same
he doesn't
expression.
ever get like does he ever get hit? Like in most of the movies, he like never
Typically,
gets hit.
no. Typically, no. He just dominates everybody that
He's like, I got this.
Yeah. So there's no believability that he's in any danger ever
Yeah.
in any film that he's ever in. He just kicks everyone's ass so easily and so quickly, mind you. And then if he, yeah, it's really bad. Yeah, he takes the art of of just like no emotion to the logical extreme.
Did I even say what movie this was yet?
Above the law.
I guess not. Anyways, it's a 98 release, and it's never been opened. It's like, what the hell? I got a good deal with that. And then I have these stupid ass, four pack DVDs and shit. So I got this Chuck Norris, Charles Bronson film set. And they're all straight to TV, no less.
Oh, those will be really good,
Oh
man. I
yeah, I
can't wait
know
to see
that.
those.
The ones with Chuck Norris are Logan's War, Bound by Honor, and The President's Man, which I found out also has a sequel to it. And but it's not on here. And then the Bronson movies are Family of Cops and its sequel, Breach of Faith, Family of Cops 2. So that should be great.
Yes,
I'd rather
more cheesy bad films.
if you want a good Bronson film, watch Death Wish. That shit's awesome. And if you want to see a film in the same series with him, but with bodies dropping every second, though they drop pretty much all the time in the first one. See the third film. See Death Wish 3. That's all. That's fucking crazy. And speaking of crazy, unknown films, at least for me, I'm sure these came out in theater, but I never heard of them. And more Chuck Norris. A 1977 film called Breaker Breaker. I've never heard of it. And a 1983 film called Lone Wolf McQuade, which also has David Carradine.
Well, that ought to be a really especially good.
Yeah, I don't know about the first one. The Breaker Breaker doesn't seem so great, but. But with David Carradine, he knows how to overact with the best of them, so I'm sure he will in that one. That'll be awesome. I can't wait for that.
Looking forward to those awesome gems, as it were.
Yes. I just had a hankering for it. I saw this one person review a bunch of old films of the, was it the American Ninja films?
Yeah.
Hell, the fifth one's not even really American Ninja film. They just decided to add that title later. Because apparently it couldn't stand, the film couldn't stand on its own, so it needed to buddy up with a series that so stellar, you know. So yeah, got me some. I'd love to find some of those. Watch me some Michael Dudikoff.
Only the best right there.
Dude, that shit was hilarious. Come on. It seemed like no matter what they did, they always had fucking ninjas that were dressed in the typical ninja uniforms you'd see, but they'd be in colors that did not blend in at all. Like bright yellow, red, blue.
What is this, Mortal Kombat?
That's what I think, so. They probably were after that, or at least around that time, so. So wonderful. And the fifth film, that one isn't really a film of the series, but they added it anyway. It has the same actor that replaced Dudikoff later, but he's playing a different character. So consider that even more. Consider yourself even more confused.
I'm very confused.
I heard that it was similar with another two movies. There was this movie called Lady Dragon that had that one woman that was based on Sonya's Blade character was based on.
Oh, what's her name? I'm trying to think.
Cynthia.
Cynthia Rothrock.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she the sequel, Lady Dragon 2, has nothing to do with the first movie, even though she's still in it. She's also a different character. She's playing a different character. It's like, come on, confuse people, why don't you?
B movies at their finest.
Dude, they're so great. That's that shit you see from, you know, when people had they had to kill airtime on late nights or something on TV.
Exactly.
So you see this crazy shit, so yeah, I definitely want to see this stuff. Well, you got anything else?
No, I'm done.
Me too. Well, we've been your greatest 50 minutes, or in this case, an hour and 12 minutes going on of your week. Boosting that week for you. Boost!
Making it better.
We did. Achievement unlocked. Trophy earned.
Achievement unlocked. Week bettered.
Yeah, there you go. Dink. So I don't have any sound effects, but there you go. That's what you're going to get. Ding dong. So I guess that'll do it for us. Have a good night, everybody.
See you later.